Welcome to the Right View Radio Show. Hello and welcome to the Right View Radio Show every Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. This is your host, Jumana, with another episode discussing latest news, talking about politics, religion. So let's start the episode with a prayer. Dear Heavenly God, with every passing hour, every passing day, we need you more and more. We know you are in control, and we rely on you with every aspect of our lives. So guide us, be with us, protect us, and we pray for everybody's safety, for everybody's eyes to be opened, for their hearts to be softened, and to realize what this world is about, what is our mission here on earth, to become truly brothers and sisters and serve you with everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, welcome to the Right View Radio Show. This is your host, Jumana. Sorry that we started a little bit late today. It seems that technical difficulties still happen every now and then, but things will get straightened out in the next coming weeks. It's been very stressful. I am sure there's plenty of parents right now that are looking for schools for their children that are not going to require masks. I've had this the longest week of my life this week, looking for schools in my area. And let me tell you, I was very disappointed to find out that there is no parents are fighting the mask mandate. So yesterday, when I registered my son in the high school, right across the street from our house, I walked in without a mask, and I realized that me and my son were the only people in the whole school. From parents to teachers to kids, they were all masked up. And we stood out because obviously we're the only ones without a mask. People were staring at us. They were whispering about it. I could care less. I mean, I've been going through this whole thing for a year and a half now. But I was speaking to the secretary, and I was asking her about his ID number and all the details. And then she told me I need to go to the back office and speak to the registration lady in the back office. So I took my son and we were walking to the back. And she's like, oh, ma'am, you need to wear a mask. Do you have one? I said, no. And she said, so she opens the box and she hands me one. And I said, why do I need one? I'm like, and then she kind of smiled. She lowered her own mask and she said, everybody's wearing one. I said, there's no parents. You're telling me nobody here fought the mask mandate? She's like, nobody. Maybe you will be the first one because the PTA meeting is coming up soon. And I was like, oh God, here we go again. I am going to lead. I truly, truly believe there should be men leading every thing that needs to be led. Men should take that position. So why do I believe that? Because I believe men are wiser. I believe that men make decisions rationally, not driven by emotions. So that's why most leaders are men. And it's just, it is what it is. We can be there supporting and helping, but truly men need to lead. So it looks like I'm going to have to lead this fight for now. And I hope, and I'm going to mention the area, I hope people that live in Westminster, California, if you live within Huntington Beach, Westminster, Garden Grove, surrounding areas, please show up to the meeting that's coming up. Look it up on your school district website and join the fight to unmask the children. They do not need to be masked up 8 hours a day. If you, as a parent, can go ahead and put on a mask for 8 hours, running and talking and then go to the cafeteria, fiddling with it with your germ-filled hands, then you can pass that judgment on your children. Otherwise, you need to fight this insane mandate that does not benefit no one but the bureaucrats and the corrupt politicians. And you're going to put your kids' risk and health at risk. Why? Bacterial infections from all the germs they're supposed to exhale and get rid of now is going to be concentrated in this cloth mask, and they're going to be inhaling all of that back into their bodies. So for me, at one point, I said to my husband, if I do not find a school that is not requiring masks, I would homeschool. No problem. I will definitely homeschool. My kids do miss their friends. They do miss the school environment, the activities. But when you compare risk to reward, yeah. So my son is older. He's going to ninth grade. He knows best for his best. My daughter, she's younger. And I would assume she is probably going to be afraid to lower her mask, or somebody snaps at her or says, oh, put your mask right or something. She is more delicate, I would say. She wouldn't stand her ground as my son would. He's more outspoken, and he's kind of took a lot. He learned a lot from me this past year and a half, let's just put it that way. So I'm going to try and find her I did find one school, one good Christian private school. It is a bit pricey, but it's worth it. I need to go register her in the next couple of days. Hopefully she will start with the rest of the kids start. Yep. Her middle school, elementary middle school, nobody found the mask mandate. And when they had the PTA meeting, it was on Zoom. So I attended the Zoom meeting. And then the first thing that new principal spoke about was, we are not going to go against the government or the CDC guidelines because we are funded by the government and we need those funds. So whatever they say, we will do. And that was it for me. And I said, thank you, but no thank you. I will not comply. I have some headlines to read with you. So we're going to go on a 5-minute break and we'll be right back. This is your host, Jumana, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9. Thank you. We'll be right back.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We are heartfelt.
We speak from the heart.
We are open.
We don't hold back.
We are positivity,
prosperity,
and preparation.
We're endeavoring to empower.
We are hope.
So get off your aspirations and join us on Hope Radio with CC
and Trevor, Tuesdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific.
Join the
crew.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Why is the world...
Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
And we are back with the Right View radio show. This is your host, Jumana. Another Friday. Today is August 27th, 2021. And I have some headlines to share with you. Of course, everybody is aware of what just happened in Afghanistan regarding the bombing, and the current president blaming it on President Trump. And that was classic, classic Democrat move, wasn't it? Of course, this was expected. I have a couple of sound bites to play for you guys. This whole thing with Afghanistan is just bonkers. I mean, if you talk about a black swan event, we are not stupid. We are not gullible. We understand what we've done, even though we don't have military training, but as a people that are educated and have critical thinking, to leave billions of dollars worth of military equipment, artillery, in the hands of a terrorist organization and just walk out and leave our people behind, this was not an accident. This was a deliberate, agreed-on operation. Now, if you say anything that it could be, oh, it's a mistake, oh, we didn't realize, we've been training them for 20 years, come on. Come on. Let's be serious right here. Let's not get fooled by the clowns that are running the show right now. This issue is going to become a global crisis very, very soon. And we're the ones to blame. We went in there and we walked out and left the gate wide open. So, and I don't see any commitment from the administration to take care of the problem, to act upon it. I mean, every other country is just sending their own troops to get their own people out, as they should. Now, us, we are no longer the big boogeyman. We became the laughingstock of the world, thanks to senile Biden and whoever is actually running the show behind him, which is to completely wreck this nation. I will tell you for now, China is behind this. They want to go in and extract all of the resources they have. We, as Biden is a sellout for China, he definitely, and I can attest to come back for me before a year passes by, and I will have said it. China, in agreement with the Biden administration, gives up Afghanistan for its resources because China is already everywhere. They are in Africa, in Latin America, in the Middle East. They are harvesting resources all over the world. And we just handed them a gold mine. And I'm sure Biden got paid handsomely for his, again, yet treasonous act. And we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back.